Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. There are some suggestions about a way that President Trump can do better in the next debate, which is coming up in less than 2 weeks. How? By emphasizing your life savings. You know the old saying, your money or your life. Jack Benny was famous for saying that, I'm thinking about it. Okay, your money does represent a lot of what you've spent your life trying to shepherd, to accumulate, to provide for the future, to provide for your family and your children, all of that. It's a wholesome American desire. Since Benjamin Franklin talked about it, a penny saved is a penny earned. Remember that? That's Ben Franklin. And somebody else who has talked about investments in America and allowing people to keep the money they earn rather than having it taken away by government is my friend Grover Norquist, the president of Americans for Tax Reform. And he makes a suggestion, which I think is brilliant, for a line that could help President Trump in subsequent debates that he seemed to be close to trying to make in the debate with Joe Biden, but he got too distracted by insults and interruptions. His own, and yes, and some by Biden, too. Grover, first of all, great to speak with you, and congratulations today for your excellent piece in the Wall Street Journal.
Thank you, Michael.
I wanted to speak to you about that first, but then to go to another matter, and I want to do it because I think you have a line to the White House. And what you suggest is, you write at the end of your column, with barely a month before Election Day, President Trump should pose a few questions of his own to American voters. And this is very much like President Reagan asking people, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? And you say what President Trump should say to American voters is?
Well, the question you asked is, how is your 401k done? Is it your life savings? Is your life savings stronger or weaker than it was 4 years ago? And the answer for Americans is significantly stronger, even after COVID. And secondly, who do you trust, Biden or me, to protect your life savings from being taxed away, sued away, regulated away by government? And both the questions of what happened in the past, so you're not just asking, you know, trust me, how did I do in the last 4 years? And then moving forward, what this issue, the life savings issue, does, is our friends on the left say, 1%, the 1%, the rich, the wealthy, the 1%. We're going to steal their money. We're going to hit them. We're going to whack them. We don't like them. But, you know, 100% of people vote. It's only 1%, so I can insult them or attack them as much as I want, and I'm safe politically. And that was somewhat true for many of the previous decades. But since the 1970s, the Congress created the 401k, individual retirement accounts, 529s, 203bs, all of these various ways of having portable pensions that you control, not the union, not your company, not the government, but you control it. And we now have literally, not figuratively, literally more than 100 million American adults own shares of stock directly in a 401k or IRA or something like that. So more than half of adults own shares of stock directly. Once a month, they get a note. Any day, they can go online and look at it and see to the penny what their life savings is worth. This was not true 30, 40, 50 years ago. And the numbers are growing. And every year that younger people save again and again each year, there's more money and more of their life saved away there. And the Democrats do not have a single policy that Biden or Harris or anybody has put forward that would make your 401k stronger, bigger, more valuable. Every idea they have, raise taxes, give the unions everything, keep the trial lawyers happy, regulate stuff, all of those make your life savings worth less. And if you ask people about wealth, they think, well, wealth is something the Rockefellers or the Kennedys have, but their life savings, they know what that is. And they know how important it is and how much work they put into it and what it means to their retirement and to their children. And they also have watched over the last 4 years, when Trump got elected, you saw the stock market go way up. Your, the value of your 401k, if you had just invested the average stuff, went up 56%. Okay, you didn't have to be a smart stock picker, just average. And then it went down because of COVID, but never as far down as it was on the day Trump was elected. So Biden is and Obama are worse for your life savings than COVID. And okay, that, I mean, that really, yeah.
Yeah, no, obviously that should be a very persuasive argument for people because people can relate to that. And I think one of the things that you do in your column, which is brilliant, is you talk about dropping the term wealth. I mean, Elizabeth Warren likes to talk about her wealth tax, and there are still Democrats out there who are fiddling with that idea. It should really be described by Republicans as a life savings tax, the same way that we describe the inheritance tax that Democrats love as a death taxes. But let me just ask you about another kind of tax that there's actually a big piece in the New York Times about it today in the business section. And they talk to a number of very credible people working at various firms who are concerned about the future of the stock market. And what they emphasize is what's a drag on the market right now, and they believe could cause a real market correction, a crash, could be very bad, would not be so much a Trump victory or a Biden victory. It would be uncertainty. It would be a contested election. It would be an election that the American people didn't accept, where there was chaos and unpredictability. And given the fact that generally what we know is that markets, what they really hate most of all is unpredictability, don't you think we ought to try to do something, I mean, even before the election, to reassure the American people that we're going to have a fair and reputable and acceptable election?
Nobody likes uncertainty. The only thing worse than uncertainty is to be told that that Biden has the House and the Senate, and then your worst fears are confirmed. And the uncertainty was somewhere between Trump with a divided government, not raising taxes, and not doing anything particularly big one way or the other. That's the good side. And then the other would be Biden and the Democrats running everything, which would drop it. I do think that it's important for the Republicans to work very hard and win enough House and Senate seats and perform at the national level well enough that the victory is clear. And you don't have a situation as we did in Florida where Gore contested the race for months.
Yeah, right. And again, President Trump said at the debate, and it was a terrible thing to say, he said he wanted the Supreme Court to look at the ballots. And of course, that's not the job of the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court's not there to review evidence in whatever a lower court is reviewing. Your overwhelming advice is President Trump, and I think the polls indicate you're completely correct, is President Trump would help himself a lot by stressing his economic stewardship almost at the exclusion of everything else. That's the one area where poll after poll shows people trust Trump more than Biden.
Absolutely. It is his one advantage. He loses on immigration. He loses on health care. He does good on fighting terrorism. But the one big issue that people say is very important to them is the economy. He does better than Biden. And 49% of Americans, the Rasmussen poll a couple of days ago, tell you, they answer the Reagan question, are you better off today than you were 4 years ago? Are you better off? 49% say yes. This is in the middle of
and that's a big number. 49% who say yes is a very big number the president can use. We'll post access to Grover's latest article, which is terrific, at michaelmedved.com. Grover, happy landings, good travels. my friend Grover Norquist of Americans for Tax Reform. More coming up on the end of democracy, question mark.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the Medved Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch Medved's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the Medved Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a Medhead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the Medhead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing Medhead members, we've discounted everything at the Medved History Store by 50%.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Of debate.
Give me more.
The Michael Medved Show.
Yesterday, I shared with you the very good news as it broke of the perpetrator, 36-year-old career criminal, horrible human being. And you can say, oh, so judgmental. Yes, I'm judgmental. When somebody comes up alongside a parked law enforcement vehicle and shoots two cops in the head, I think he's a horrible human being. They're both expected to recover. But the suspect who has now been charged is a 36-year-old whose name is Deontay Lee Murray. And the sheriff's department actually arrested Murray 2 weeks ago, but they hadn't connected him with the shooting. He was arrested for a carjacking. But officials at the time said they didn't know anything about the connection to trying to shoot the two cops. This explains why nobody rushed forward to collect the reward money that had been offered. Murray has a criminal history, including convictions for sales and possession of narcotics, firearm possession, receiving stolen property, burglary, and terrorist threats. The criminal complaint yesterday includes allegations that he associates with gangs. Investigators yesterday did not provide a motive for the attack, quote, other than the fact that he obviously hates policemen and he wants them dead. So said Captain Kent Wegener, who's head of the Sheriff's Homicide Bureau. The suspect, when he shot the deputies, both of them were younger than him, a 31-year-old woman deputy and a 24-year-old male, who had graduated together from the Sheriff's Academy just 14 months ago. They radioed for help after they were shot. But the suspect fled in a black Mercedes sedan. Investigators discovered that type of vehicle had been stolen several weeks before in a separate carjacking where the driver to that vehicle was shot. On September 15th, so about 2 weeks ago, an investigator saw the suspect driving another vehicle and tried to stop him. The suspect threw a gun out of the car during a pursuit before abandoning the vehicle. The suspect ran off and was captured after a nearly nine-hour standoff with the police. The Mercedes was found nearby. Ballistics testing of the discarded gun showed, yep, it was the one used in the attack on the deputies. So, congratulations on good police work. And by the way, this is a very, very profound indication of why it is necessary to pursue aggressively people with what are called lesser crimes. Is crime an issue in this election? Well, it should be, because as President Trump has said, it is going up in cities across the country. And it's not good enough for Biden to say, well, it went down when President Obama and I were in power, because you can dispute whether it's gone down more in the first years of Trump or it went down more under Obama. But the basic point over here is taking crime seriously and giving strong support for police officers, which is going to be a challenge for Vice President Biden as this continues as an issue. And there are two different columns, actually three. They're all in the Wall Street Journal that I think give a much better, much more realistic view of what happened in the debate than what you generally hear. I mean, what you generally hear, and I think that's not incorrect, is that, look, the debate was an embarrassment. It was a disaster. Nobody looked particularly good. I do think the president looked particularly bad. And there's a piece by Daniel Henninger. There's a piece by Karl Rove. There's a piece by Gerald Seib. They're all in the Wall Street Journal. None of these people are liberals at all. And here's what Daniel Henninger writes, and I think it's brilliant as it usually is. He says, conventional wisdom is that because it was a debacle, the debate didn't change any minds, but the high percentage of committed party line voters has become a reality for months. Other than driving turnout from a polarized electorate, these presidential debates are about winning at the margin by pulling over undecided or leaning voters. That's exactly right. This especially includes women. with whom Mr. Trump lately has been deep underwater and sinking in battleground state polls. Here's guessing few women migrated to the Trump column Tuesday evening. Yeah, the idea of interruptions and insults and shouting, that's not a turn-on for most women. The Biden team has had a plan for appealing to gettable voters from day one. The strategy has two prongs, he writes. First, run against Mr. Trump's personality and character. The second, policy-based prong, to drive the perception of Mr. Trump that is freshest in the public's mind, that he mishandled the coronavirus, the biggest public health threat of our lifetime. Set aside how little the reality comports with this charge, writes Daniel Henninger, reality is irrelevant to an opposition election strategy. Polls have put public disapproval of Mr. Trump on the virus at nearly 57%. It's a high number given that most governors have strong approval ratings on the virus. This is almost entirely, writes Henninger, a function of the early ill-run coronavirus news conferences, which consisted mainly of Mr. Trump promoting himself and picking fights with reporters when the country was tuning in daily for straight information about the emerging crisis. If Mr. Trump loses, those press conferences will be the straw that did it. Mr. Trump, he writes, has been called, not without justification, a necessary bull in the dusty china shop of politics. And then Henninger writes, but Tuesday night, he looked like a bull on the floor of a bullfighting arena, tiring and turning first to face picador Chris Wallace, and then lurching back at Mr. Biden's toreador. It got hard to watch. Mr. Trump has a good story to tell, writes Henninger. The speakers at the impressive GOP convention created a narrative template for the campaign. But that story wasn't told Tuesday night. The first presidential debate will be remembered for five words. Will you shut up, man? That's what Biden told the president of the United States. Henninger concludes, amazing to think that may be what turns deciding votes in the election. And Karl Rove writes in the journal, this was the debate from hell. He says, for his part, Joe Biden cleared the low bar set by Team Trump. But what else? And what is it that Trump did effectively at the debate that he ought to try again? We'll talk about that and more. First up, the dangers of China and the end of democracy. Coming up on the MedVet Show.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As Democrats and Republicans continue to discuss a coronavirus relief bill, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House, needs to get serious when it comes to negotiating.
First, I would say Nancy Pelosi is not being serious. If she becomes serious, then we can have a discussion here. But we raised our offer. But when you lower your offer, $2.2 trillion, and you ask for direct payments to illegal immigrants, and you ask for certain deportation forgivenesses in your offer, it's not a serious offer.
The number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits fell last week to 837,000, which is down by about 36,000 from the week before. States seeing a decline in jobless filings include Florida, New York, Texas, and Georgia, while Arizona, Nevada, and New Jersey saw an uptick. USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Michael Medved Show, proud to say that Doug Schoen has become a friend of this show. He has a brand new book called The End of Democracy? And no, this isn't about mail-in ballots or the legitimacy or lack thereof of the coming election. It's about Russia and China on the rise and America in retreat. Doug, it's great to talk to you. I take it you saw that uplifting and inspiring debate on Tuesday night?
I did, and while the book is certainly not about the end of democracy and what the domestic implications are, I certainly cannot say that what we saw Tuesday night in any way reinforced my confidence in our democracy, a subject you and I have constructively talked about many times, Michael.
Well, this is one of the things that I realized when I was looking at your book, and the book's posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com. There was nothing in the debate, nothing about foreign policy, nothing about America's position in the world, nothing at all. And it seemed to me that was something that President Trump should have brought up, because some of his most conspicuous successes have been in foreign policy, no?
You know, I would have thought he would have brought it up, and I think he would have been constructive, certainly, in making the argument that he's changed the nature of our foreign policy and our foreign relations. He thinks, I think almost uniformly to the good, there is an argument that I know partially you share, and I certainly share, that we need more constructive engagement with our allies to resist Russia and China. But regardless,
amen,
Michael, you're exactly right. It is a subject that must be discussed because it is part and parcel of who we are as a people.
Okay, you have some stunning information in your book. How is it that most Americans don't realize that China now has more ships in its navy than Germany, the United Kingdom, India and Spain combined?
It is because that we do not have a dialogue about foreign policy. There's no recognition of the threat that China poses to us. And we've had this back and forth on the virus. You know, was the coronavirus created in a lab? Was it willful? Was it gross negligence? My attitude is the Chinese certainly didn't cooperate. They haven't cooperated with us anywhere. And if you look at their activities in the South China Sea, if you look at them in Asia, in Africa, and now we're putting Taiwan at risk, Michael, we could face a conflict, an armed conflict, a conflagration in Northern Asia sooner than any of us would have ever anticipated. And none of this is getting any attention. And I dare say, outside of you and some of your more informed and aware listeners, these are not issues that are being discussed anywhere.
Well, the Taiwan situation is incredibly serious because China, they sent recently, and I was thinking of you when I read this, they sent 18 of their biggest, most advanced aircraft into Taiwanese airspace, didn't they?
Correct. Yes, they did. And did you hear a peep out of anyone, Democrat or Republican?
No. And it's ridiculous. This is presumably it's an act of war. What would have happened if they had used some of, and Taiwan does have some air defenses, don't they?
Yes, it does. Of course they do. And, you know, one of the unanswered issues that we face, and I don't think we'll answer it today, is if there is an attack on Taiwan by the Chinese, is that an act of war based on our treaties and relationships with the Taiwanese that would lead us to respond? Or would it lead others to respond? I don't know the answer, but certainly if you take the case of Crimea and eastern Ukraine, there is reason to believe that perhaps we would be not as resolute as perhaps you and certainly I would like us to be.
Well, it's extraordinary. You look back, one of the very first decisions the president made, which I think he may even come to regret, even he, was withdrawing from the Trans-Pacific Partnership. And because that did not include China, it aligned us with China's main regional rivals who were allies of ours, South Korea, Taiwan, Japan. Don't we need more work on building up that counterbalance of an alliance against the Chinese?
You couldn't have said it better. The answer is unabashedly and absolutely yes, we need stronger alliances. I also believe we need to reaffirm our relationship with NATO. You know, you read John Bolton's book, and he tells us how close Donald Trump came to just pulling out of NATO willy-nilly. And I believe with the threat that the Chinese pose, the threat that the Russians continue to pose, even if they're not working necessarily explicitly in concert, the old adage, the enemy of my enemy is my friend, leads them, given their communality of worldviews about social and economic systems, to be effectively allied against us. And we Americans have to recognize the threat to our democracy and indeed to the world.
Okay, there's another war going on that nobody's paying any attention to, but I'm interested in both countries, so I am. It's a war between Azerbaijan, which is one of the most moderate and constructive and pro-Western Islamic republics anywhere, and Armenia, which is also a former part of the old Soviet Union. And it may end up being a proxy war between Russia and Turkey. What
Correct.
Should the United States do about what's going on right now in Central Asia?
I obviously I followed the conflict. Russia, in its own way, is on both sides of the conflict, wanting, as I understand it, to protect Russian nationals in Armenia, but having armed the Azerbaijanis. So. And I've heard nothing from our administration or from our elected officials or senators and congressmen. You know, Michael, what this says to me is that we are largely MIA in most world affairs, And one way or another, the Russians or the Chinese have a stake in pretty much everything. And we haven't even gotten to North Korea and the fact that, you know, while Donald Trump says he has a good relationship, which he may well with Kim Jong-un, the Chinese and the Russians continue to fund and facilitate their nuclear program. So I can't, and their economic well-being. And so
let me ask you very quickly. The subtitle of your book says America in Retreat.
Yep.
Very quickly, what's the most important thing that the next president, whether it's Trump or Biden, can do to stop that retreat, to turn it into advance?
Articulate our values, reaffirm our traditional alliances, rejoin the TPP, reaffirm NATO, and stand for our values, democracy, and bring the democracies of the world together to stand up for the values you and I hold dear and your show stands for, Michael.
Yeah, and I hope that also includes recognizing that the American electoral process is sacred and should never, ever be undermined, let alone by a president of the United States. Doug Schoen, bless you for writing this and for this contribution to the national discourse. And I can only hope that in the vice presidential debate, where it's a debate between a sitting vice president and a United States senator, we hear something about foreign policy, because we're not alone in the world as much as we might like to fantasize that we are. We will be right back with the latest from Nancy Pelosi. Yeah, Thursday's the day of her big press conference. She's defined a dangerous new cult in America. What is it? You'll hear on The Medved Show. Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694. Most of us, nearly all of us, in fact, have been spending so much more time at home recently that now is the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of our sleep with MyPillow. Right now, buy one, get one free pricing on Giza Elegance MyPillows, roll and go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the radio listener special page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED or call 1-800-320-6280. If you order Mike Lindell's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free. Plus, he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this amazing opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Call 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280. Or go to the radio listener's special page at MyPillow.com. Promo code MEDVED.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. brick and mortar, and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Michael Medved show, you have a, talking about foreign policy as we were with Doug Schoen and not being alone in the world. One of the great things about our crowd is it gives a chance for ordinary, modest investors, people who do not have tens of thousands of dollars to invest. It gives ordinary people a chance to participate in some very exciting international investments with companies around the world, particularly those based in Israel, as our crowd is. It's my brother's company. My brother just celebrated the wedding of his son, Yossi, which I participated in yesterday morning by Zoom. The whole thing was incredible, and it made me cry like crazy because, you know, I've known Yossi since he was a baby. My brother Jonathan and his wife and his first two of his kids used to live next door to us in California. I mean, really, literally next door. Anyway, check out my brother's company, Our Crowd. If it's absolutely free, you can get information that you will find fascinating. And just the information that you get for free will give you an advantage in understanding what is going on with the American economy and the world economy right now. Go to Michael Medved. Click on the banner for Our Crowd at michaelmedved.com, michaelmedved.com. Look for the Our Crowd banner. Okay, presidential polling roundup. I always enjoy this. It comes out every day from Hotline. These are the last polls to be taken before that big debate on Tuesday night. And they were all finished before the debate, so it doesn't reflect any of the impact of the debate. And it's fascinating. There's a new Quinnipiac poll of South Carolina, which is tied. Trump is ahead by 1 point. And there's another poll, not a Quinnipiac poll. This is an ADP poll of 800 voters that showed Trump leading Biden in South Carolina, 47-43. This is where Lindsey Graham has an increasingly challenging race. He'll win and Trump will carry the state, but it's amazing that it's that close right now. In Iowa, Biden leading Trump by 2. Then there is another poll of Iowa showing Trump leading Biden by 3. So it's tied. Data for Progress poll of Arizona, Biden leading Trump by 4. Maine, Biden's far ahead. The question is, can Trump maintain his electoral vote in that second district of Maine? And Michigan, Biden's 8 points ahead, according to a new poll. Then there's another poll that shows Biden 9 points ahead in Michigan. That, by the way, of the states that Trump carried last time, what people are saying is Michigan is the most likely one to slip and to flip. But that would not be enough to cost Trump the election. He'd really have to lose at least 3 states of the states that he carried last time, and that's assuming that he doesn't take any states that Hillary carried last time. The election is very much in play. Karl Rove writes about the debate on Tuesday night, and Karl Rove is a very smart political head, and he is very much in Mr. Trump's corner right now. I believe that he's one of those people who occasionally can get through to the president and give him some advice. He points out that both candidates excited their bases in Tuesday's clash in Cleveland. President Trump dominated the bout, for good and for ill, and kept both former Vice President Joe Biden and the debate moderator Chris Wallace off balance all night. For his part, Mr. Biden cleared the low bar set by Team Trump. He was visibly tiring by evening's end, but mostly lucid and coherent throughout. And then he writes about some of President Trump's ill-considered strategy in the debate. He writes, while attacking Hunter Biden's ethical failures may infuriate his father, it's a sideshow. The president would be better off spending his debate time pushing his second-term agenda and establishing big contrasts on taxes, trade, national security, and growth. Trump Tuesday did not change the campaign's basic trajectory. Behind in public polls, the president needed to bend the election's course, writes Karl Rove, more than Mr. Biden did. But undisciplined and putting too much emphasis on the attack, he missed an opportunity. He has 2 more chances. Better make them count, writes Karl Rove. And then there's Gerald Seib, who is up the middle. He actually did a book recently about From Reagan Till Trump, We Should Have Seen It Coming, which is generally very favorable to the president. But he says the president's ultra-aggressive performance in the first presidential debate, aggressive to the point where moderator Chris Wallace 3 times had to ask him to simply let challenger Joe Biden answer a question, can't have been an accident. It was an effort by a candidate behind in the polls to shake up the race by driving home his principal line of attack, that Mr. Biden is just too weak to be president. There was little likable about the presidential performance that came across on the debate stage. Maybe that doesn't matter as much as it used to in politics. The president has demonstrated that people don't have to like him to support him. A common refrain among Trump voters, in fact, is that he is rough and crude, but that they see it as part of his strength. Yes, they say he's a bully, but he's our bully. If the political point of a debate such as Tuesday night isn't to make your supporters support you even more, but rather to win over the relatively small slice of voters who aren't already locked in on their views of the president. And therein, writes Gerald Seib, the Wall Street Journal, and therein lies the Trump gamble. Are such voters really drawn to the strength and aggressiveness they saw on the stage, or are they repelled and perhaps even frightened by the style on display there? Or perhaps even more likely, did they simply turn away from the spectacle after half an hour or so? According to the ratings, they didn't. The bottom line is this, writes Seib. The Trump campaign wants this election to be more a referendum on Joe Biden than on Donald Trump, but it's unclear whether the debate furthered that goal. It may have done the reverse by making the race even more about the president than it already was. What the president needs to do, I mean, if he's going to make this a competitive race and do something about some of those polling numbers that are tough. They are very tough right now. And what he needs to do is to make the the debate about his record, about what he plans to do in the next election, and less about his personality. I think this is very difficult for the president because, of course, nobody wants to think, well, my personality alienates some people. But certainly, that's undeniably true. Undeniably true in terms of what we saw on Tuesday night. When we return, we're going to be joined by Andy McCarthy, because somebody where personality very clearly works in her behalf is Amy Coney Barrett. She should get as much attention as Republicans and conservatives can possibly give her, because she is vastly more likable than anybody else in the political spotlight right now, and more admirable, not just more likable. So what is the Democrats' miscalculation in going after Judge Barrett in a truly nasty attack that has three key points in it, all of which may end up backfiring on Democrats? We will talk about that. We'll also talk about an airline that has gotten rid of a basically public announcements that begin, "Ladies and gentlemen, fasten your seatbelts. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going through some turbulence." What's banned? Turbulence? No. What's banned is "ladies and gentlemen." Why? And why are they only banning it in one language? We will get to that. And to much more about a world that is not about to end, but facing so many challenges. But not all of them challenges that are going to overcome this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.